Very good to be here, and we thank you all for coming and for being in the gospel meeting to hear the word of God. When James got up and said he was going to read in Mark chapter 4, my heart gave a double beat because I was going to read in Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read in Mark chapter 4, but it was a relief when he said he was going to read at verse 35. I'm going to read at verse 1. It's a very interesting parable of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a very important parable, a teaching that he gave, because we have it in the three Gospels. It's one of the few parables that are repeated in each of the Gospels, in three of the Gospels. So it's the parable of the sower and the seed. Mark chapter 4, it's quite a lengthy reading, but it is the word of God, and we're going to read it all. And he began again to teach by the seaside. See, the Lord Jesus, he got into the boat at the end of the day to cross over to the other side. He had spent all the day teaching at the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and he said unto them in his doctrine, or his teaching, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. Or we would say, a planter or a farmer went out to plant his seed. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some of the seed fell by the wayside, by the side of the road, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Listen to that again. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I ask you, are you hearing? Are you listening tonight to the word of God? Now, this parable, the Lord Jesus Christ gave the explanation of it, of what it really meant. Was he teaching the people how to sow seed? It would have been a very important lesson for this time of the year here. Everybody is thinking of sowing seed. That wasn't the purpose of the message, of the teaching. We'll read in verse 14, and this is how he explains it. The sower soweth the seed, the word. The sower soweth the word. So this man, he's sowing. He's not sowing seed. He's sowing the word of God. So the seed is the word of God. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, that's when the people have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, the people, likewise, which are sown in stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word of God, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Trust the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his precious word. What made me really think about this parable today was the fact that so many people are getting ready to plant, to sow the seed. I already got ready. I went to Canadian Tire and I bought two little packets of seeds. I wanted to start planting. And as you go around, you see the fields are being plowed, getting ready for the corn, for the soybean, for the potatoes. It's time to sow the seed. And that's very important to notice. There's a time when the seed can be sown. Just remember that. The other important thing when we come to planting is we have to think about the ground. What kind of a ground are we going to plant our seed in? It has to be good ground. We want it to be ground that will help the seed to sprout and to grow and to give fruit. That's very important, to think about the ground. If we are careless about the ground and we put our seed on any sort of ground, you know the results. That's what we're going to talk about. And the other thing we have to think about when planting is we have to think about the seed we are going to use. What kind of seed are we going to use? And I was just noticing on those little packets of seed that I bought, they actually give a guarantee. If those seeds don't sprout and they don't give fruit, they'll give you your money back or they'll give you more seed. There's certain conditions, as you know, to any guarantee, but you have to take into account the kind of seed. Is it good seed or is it bad seed? Does that seed that you're going to plant still have life in it? Or is it already dead and it's no use for anything? We've had that experience. We've put seed into the ground and nothing comes up because the seed was bad. So the Lord Jesus Christ this day, as we read, he was sitting on the seaside and the multitudes of people came to hear him. So many people came to listen to him that day that he had to get into a little boat and go out a wee bit into the water, and there he had a natural theater, as it were. All the people on the beach, and they could all look at the Lord Jesus Christ there in the boat. And you know, there wasn't any noise. Apart from the waves, I can imagine every single person in that multitude of people with their ears as open as they could, as possible. They wanted to catch every single word that the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. And he began to teach, to speak in parables. The parable is simply a story that has a lesson, a spiritual lesson behind it. An example to teach about something spiritual. An example of something on this world to teach about something spiritual for our spiritual need. And on this occasion, some think that while the Lord Jesus Christ was there looking at the people, in the distance he saw a farmer that had gone out to sow his seed. And the Lord Jesus Christ immediately took up that example to explain to the people, listen, you are here today listening to my word. What is going to be your response? How are you going to react to what I am saying today? Because you know, not everybody has the same response for the gospel. Friend, I'm asking you tonight, how many times have you listened to the gospel? What has been your response to the word of God? The purpose of God letting you hear the gospel, letting you hear the message of salvation, is that you may be saved. That is the fruit that God is looking from you. The fruit of repentance and putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. That's what he wants. And that's why he himself has sent to preach the gospel in the whole world. Go ye into all the world, he told his disciples, and preach the gospel. He wants everybody to be saved. And there the Lord Jesus Christ began with this parable. A very easy to understand. Even the kids can understand it. This man, he had his seed and he went out to sow, to plant his seed. He had his field. But the Lord Jesus Christ noticed something very important. Not all of the seed that man was planting fell on good ground. See, in that time, when they sowed a big field, they didn't have these big machines and planters that just went in with a tractor and planted all the seed automatically. The farmer would have a bag hanging around his shoulder, and he would go in to his field, he would stick his hand in, fill it with seed, and he would just throw it over the ground. Maybe in some cases he would cover the ground, the seed with the dirt, moving it with his feet. I don't know exactly how they would do it, but some way like that. The Lord Jesus noticed that as he was planting, some of the seed fell by the wayside. The wayside was the edge of the field where the people were walking. That wayside, the ground was hard. It was trampled down. Maybe there was a time when that ground was soft. But after the years went by, and the people walking along that way, that ground became hard. And the Lord Jesus Christ that said that the seed that fell by the wayside, the birds of the air came and devoured it up. That seed, evidently, it didn't produce any fruit. But then the Lord Jesus Christ said that some of it fell on stony ground. The stony ground was ground that had very little depths of earth. There was a little bit of earth in the top, but right underneath there were stones. Well, the seed that fell there, it sprang up very quickly, but its roots couldn't go down. So it died. It didn't bring forth any fruit. That was the second kind of ground. The third kind of ground was ground that had thorns in it, had the seed of thorn plants. And when the good seed fell in that ground, well, the good seed started to grow, but the thorns, the weeds grew faster. You know how weeds are. We always have to be pulling out the weeds from the garden because they grow faster than what the stuff we really want to grow. Well, that seed didn't bring forth any fruit either. Was it all a loss? Was all the seed lost? Some of it on the wayside, hard ground. Some of it on the stony ground, ground with no depth of dirt. Some of it on thorny ground where the thorns choked it. No. Some of the seed fell on good ground. Good ground. And the Lord Jesus Christ says that it brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold of fruit. It brought forth fruit just like the farmer wanted it to. So the Lord Jesus Christ ends the parable with these words: he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What was the Lord Jesus Christ really wanting them to understand? The seed is the word of God. Tonight, dear friend, you are here tonight. You're listening to the word of God. We could be compared to the sowers. We are sowing the seed. We are throwing out the word of God before you. We want that seed to fall on good ground. You are the person that is hearing the word of God. What is your response going to be to that seed, the word of God? What is your heart going to be like? What ground is your heart going to be like tonight when you hear the word of God? Is it going to be hard like the wayside? Is it going to be stony like the ground that had no depth of earth? Is it going to be ground like the ground that had thorns in it and it's going to choke the word? Or is it going to be good ground where the seed, the word of God, is going to fall and it's going to bring forth fruit? Listen a minute. It doesn't depend on the seed. The seed is good. The word of God is good. God in his word wants you to be saved. He has sent the message of the gospel right into your own town, right into your own hearing. He wants you to listen to the word of God, the seed, the word of God. Where is the problem? The problem is in the heart. Your heart, friend. Your response to the word of God. What is it going to be? What has it been all these years? How many years have you been listening to the word of God and you still have not brought fruit for God in your life? The Lord Jesus Christ explained that the wayside were those that heard the word and immediately received it with gladness. The wayside where the word is shown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You know, there are so many people, when they hear the gospel, they just close their ears. They don't want to listen to it. Maybe there are some, and you know, that they used to come to this hall years ago, and they were listening to the word of God. But now, they don't have any interest in coming. Now, their hearts are hardened. The word of God can just fall upon their hearts, and the birds of the air, Satan, takes away the word. Friend, have you ever wondered if your heart is going to get hard? That's what happens over the years. People that listen and listen and listen to the word of God and never put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, finally their heart gets hard. They get used to listening to the word of God and they are never saved. Be careful that your heart may get hard. Satan is taking away the seed of the word of God. But then we have the stony ground. That seed, it sprouted very quickly, but it died. And it would remind us that there are those people that when they hear the gospel, they get all excited. And they say, wow, that's good. I like that. I'm a Christian. And they start coming to the meetings. And all of a sudden, they're gone. It was just an emotion they had. They had never felt the reality of sin in their life. The ground had not been plowed. It was just an emotion in their life. They wanted to be like everybody around them. Maybe in a family where the others were Christians, they wanted to be like them, not to be different. It was just an emotion, but they had no root. And when the sun came out, when the persecution came, they dried up. Be careful. If you want to be saved, dear friend, it's not a matter of your emotions. It's not a matter of just crying. You have to realize before God that you are a sinner, that your sins deserve to be punished. You deserve eternal punishment for your sins. You have to feel the weight of your sin before God. Sin is serious. Yeah, I know that in the world today, people just laugh at sin, at the word sin. They say that's not important. That's just the way we are. And it's absolutely not important if you sin or not. But friend, if you don't get to understand the seriousness of your sin before God, you will never be saved. These are those that were sown on stony ground. But then there were those that were sown among the thorns. And you know, this is very real today. There are so many people in this world that are so busy with their work, with their studies, with their business, with their occupations, whatever they have, with their pleasures. They're so busy. They don't have any time for the things of God. They hear the word of God, but all these things that they have in their mind come in and it chokes the word of God, and they don't give any fruit. Maybe they're legitimate things. Maybe they're not things that are sinful, but there are things that are taking the first place in their life. And friend, the thing that should be most important to you tonight is to know that your sins are forgiven, that you're saved. Yes, sadly, so many people, they don't even want to come to hear the gospel. Look at so many empty places, so many people out there. They're not interested. They're too busy with their work and with their studies and with their pleasures that they don't want to have anything to do with the word of God. Sadly, they'll never be saved. But isn't it good to see that some of the seed fell upon good ground? The Lord Jesus Christ says, these are they that hear the word and receive it. Friends, you are hearing the word tonight. Are you going to receive it? Are you just listening and never putting in your heart the seriousness of the matter of salvation? You could listen all your life, but you have to receive the word of God. You have to realize what God says in his word is true. I am a sinner. I'm condemned to a place called hell. The only way I can be saved is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to receive the word. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to once again have a hard heart, a thorny heart, a stony heart? Or are you going to have a good heart? Are you going to receive the word of God tonight and be saved? One of the things I said at the beginning was we had to take into account the time to plant the seed. And you know, friend, God gives a very specific time when you can be saved. Listen to this. God gives you a very specific time when you can be saved. And you know what? It's not tomorrow. The only time God gives you to be saved is now. Now. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What will the news be about you tomorrow? So many have had the idea in their mind that they're going to finish their studies. They're going to finish a certain job they're doing. They're going to finish certain things to do with the family, and then they're going to get saved. At the end, they find out it's too late. God says, behold, now is the accepted time. Friend, now is the day of salvation. Today is when you should receive the word of God. So you should put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Tomorrow is too late. Trust that as you consider these simple thoughts about the sower and the very solemn lessons that the Lord Jesus Christ taught the people that day, that you will be wise and you will not let pass the opportunity of salvation that God is giving to you tonight. Shall we pray? Father, we bow with gratitude for thy patience, thy grace, and thy mercy that has been extended to those that are still in their sins. We think of all the boys and girls here in the meeting and the adults. We thank thee for the way in which they have listened to the word of God, and we pray that thy Holy Spirit may be able to use the word as a seed and that it may fall upon good ground tonight. Father, we commend ourselves to thee as we return to our homes, praying for thy blessing, giving thee our grateful thanks again for thy Son, for his work on the cross on our behalf, in his own worthy and precious name. Amen.